Hello, everybody, and welcome to Parashat Ekev. This week, I'd like to discuss the unique way that the Torah portrays the concept of the land of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. And I think by fleshing out this idea, we can really fully fathom the message that comes along with the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us as a nation. So we read beautifully and poetically the Torah's description of the land. It says, Ki Adonai Elohecha mevi'acha l'eretz tova. Hashem, your God, is bringing you to a good land. Eretz nachalemayim, ayanot utomot, yosim ba'bekaah u'bahar. It's full of flowing waters, rivers, and springs and geysers coming out of the mountains and the hills. Eretz hita u'sa'ora, a land of wheat and barley, ve'gefen u'tena v'rimon, eretz shemen u'dvash, all this bounty of different types of fruits. Eretz asher lo b'miskinut tochal b'halechem. This is not a land where you'll ever be wanting for anything. Lo tahsar kolba. Eretz asher abaneha barzel. Its stones contain within them precious metals. Umehararea tahsov nechoshet. And you shall be able to mine from within them important minerals. Ve'achalta ve'sabata uberachta et Adonai Elohecha ala aris hatoba asher natan lachen. You shall eat and be full and bless God and thank God for this great land that He has provided to you. So it's amazing that the Torah describes Israel as this place where, on the one hand, it's going to be full of bounty and full of blessing, but you yourself are going to need to actually dig and actually create and fully extract the minerals from the midst of the mountain and plant your own agriculture in the land of Israel. Not so do we read about the Midbar. The Midbar is slightly different. What do we read about the Midbar? In this Midbar, God tested you, and He wanted to see what you're made of, right? He gave you man to eat. You never knew of this before. And that your forefathers didn't know of. It's amazing, the Torah seems to be presenting the man as not such a great thing. It's something that is foreign to us. It's something that is requiring our complete dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Leman hodi'acha, to teach us, ki lo al alechem levado yahyeh ha'adam, because man cannot live on bread alone. Ki al kol mosafi Adonai yahyeh ha'adam. We needed to be completely dependent upon God in this early stage while we were a nation in the desert. Simlatecha lo baletame alecha. Amazingly, your clothing was fresh every single day. Your feet did not swell. And you need to understand that this is a parenting by God. The same way that a father might be teaching his son, so too is God teaching you. It's almost like the idea in psychology, the zone of proximal development, that a father figure understands exactly where a child is at, what his level is, and he's going to present challenges to that child that are fitting and perfect for his level of growth and development. And it's the perfectly fitting challenge to see at this level, can you pass this test? And then later on, we hear another thing about Eretz Yisrael. Hashem says, Ki ha'aretz asher ata basham alirishta, the land that you're going to inherit, lo ha'aretz Mitzrayim hi, it's not like the land of Egypt. So on the one hand, it was not like the Midbar, and now we're reading, it's also not like the land of Egypt. He asher yasatem misham, the land that you left. Asher tizra'a et zara'acha v'eshkita v'raglecha kigan ha'yarak, all you had to do was dig some canals and create an irrigation system from the Nile River, and when the Nile would flow, so you would eat. V'aretz asher atem ovrim sham malirishta. But not so is the land that you're about to enter. Eretz hanimufkaot. It's not flatlands, it's not plains like Eretz Mitzrayim was. Rather, it's a land full of mountains and hills. Limtara shamayim tishtem mayim. You shall not drink water from the Nile or from any kind of river as you did in Egypt. Rather now, you need to lift your eyes heavenwards. You need to look upon the heavens and beseech God for rainfall. And this is not by coincidence, says God. The land that we're being given is purposely not designed the way that Egypt was designed. Eretz asher Adonai Elohecha doresh ota. This is a land that God is constantly paying attention to, specially and specifically. Tamid ane Adonai Elohecha ba. The eyes of the Lord, of God, are constantly towards Eretz Yisrael. Mereshit Hashana ve'ad Aharit Shana. From the beginning of the year till its very end. So amazingly, the Torah is telling me, on the one hand, Eretz Yisrael is nothing like the desert. And on the other hand, Eretz Yisrael is nothing like Mitzrayim. So then what, in fact, is Eretz Yisrael like? So I think we need to understand this idea as existing upon a spectrum. The spectrum on the far end of it, we see what we have in the desert, in the Midbar. We were completely dependent upon God. This is our infantile stage as a nation. We could not do anything on our own. And the Torah says, I'm telling you, this was not such a great thing. This was a test for us to see, could we be completely dependent upon God? Could we fully fathom the idea that God is really providing the sustenance for everything? Can we live in that way where we're completely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then we read, on the other end of the spectrum is the land of Egypt, where we had to have no dependence upon God. There was no need to be dependent upon God because of the fact that we had this Nile River constantly flowing. And anytime we ever needed anything, all we had to do was wait for the Nile to rise. There was no necessity to pray to God. So God is completely out of the picture. So Hashem is saying something amazing. He's saying Eretz Yisrael is the perfect happy medium. It's the golden mean in between the extremes of the Midbar and Eretz Mitzrayim. On the one hand, it's going to be a land where you need to depend on God like you did in the Midbar. But it's not going to be a land where you're completely dependent upon God. You need to go out and plant. And you need to create your own society. And you need to extract minerals. You need to extract the metals from the mountains. This is not a place where God is handing you everything on a silver platter, like He's doing in the Midbar, like He's giving you this man every single day. He's treating you kind of like an infant. But on the other hand, it's a place where you actually need to depend upon God. You need to pray for rainfall. Hashem is saying, I designed Eretz Yisrael this way because I knew that if I completely allowed it to be like Mitzrayim, you would completely forget about me. So I need you, B'nai Yisrael, to be in the middle here. And I think this is really a beautiful message, not for only our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in addition to that, the way that we should relate to our children. When we raise children, it's as a lesson in parenting. We need to be the types of parents who are not creating a situation where our children are constantly dependent upon us for everything and that they can't make a move right or left without our permission, without our understanding of it. They need to be able to be self-sufficient, like we need to be in Eretz Yisrael. But on the other hand, they shall not forget us. They need to remember the values that we taught us, that we taught them. They need to remember who we are and the inspiration that we gave them and the tools that we gave them to raise them, and so that they remember the values that they grew up with. It's the same concept in Eretz Yisrael, and that's Baruch Hashem, the reason why Eretz Yisrael is thriving today. It's a land where we are on our own 2 feet. We are self-sufficient. We have to bring the Mashiach on our own. This is Reshit Zemihat Geulatenu. But on the other hand, it's a place that we are dependent upon God as well. It's a place that's besieged by all nations from all sides. It's a place where we need to create a situation where we do depend on God as well as depending on the strength of our own hands. There's nothing wrong with being proud of your own accomplishments as long as you acknowledge that really at the end of the day, it all comes from Hashem. It all comes from the tools that He gave you and the framework that He provided for you to create blessings. I just want to reflect a little bit on this idea of Eretz Yisrael being a place where Ane Adonai Elecha Ba Tamid, God is constantly paying attention to it. It's a place where we constantly need to lift our eyes heavenwards. Think about that idea, that concept. It's like I mentioned in my podcast about Tisha B'Av, Albert Einstein's idea of the mysterious. This is something that could lead us towards God. Simply lifting your eyes towards heaven reminds you of the greatness and the vastness of the universe. The cosmos, where does it end? Why do we stop asking this question? Where literally we find ourselves on a pale blue dot suspended in a sunbeam, in the words of Carl Sagan. And I think when we are living in Eretz Yisrael and we're miraculously existing on the power and the amazing ingenuity of our own brains, but in addition to that, the destiny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live out. And I think when we live out that perfect medium, we could model these concepts, not just for our society, but to our children as well. And we could be the kinds of parents who create children that are self-sufficient and also appreciative and humble enough to enjoy the blessings in a positive manner. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.